أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون. ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about the covenant that Allah had taken with the whole of mankind. Allah ta'budu shaytan, that do not worship shaytan, and to worship anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of the influence of shaytan, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included every form of kufr and shirk to be the worship of shaytan, and Satanism in itself is the highest form of it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, that this is Jahannam, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, which you have been promised because of your disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of your kufr, your shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be addressed and they will be told that this is Jahannam which you have been promised. The promise that Allah has made will be fulfilled and will be true. Islawha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun. Enter into it, go into it. And not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish, but bima kuntum takfurun, because of your kufr, because of your disbelief. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. It comes in a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day began to smile. And then we asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what makes you smile? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call a believer, a person that had iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an obedient person that tried to fulfill the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will be brought in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also show him his ill deeds, his bad deeds. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows him his ill and his bad deeds, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will conceal it from the whole of mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his maghfirat. His good deeds will be shown out to everyone else, but the bad deeds will not be shown to anyone else. And just by the way on this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated in one hadith, that whoever conceals the faults of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal the faults of that person, and the greatest will be on the day of Qiyamah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a kafir and the munafiqeen and those who are hypocrites will be also called for their accountability. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ill deeds, they will deny these ill deeds and say that the angels, the scribes, had made errors and had made mistakes. It will be at that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to seal their mouths. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. On that day, we will seal on their mouths. This seal will be placed on the mouths. And when that happens, they will not be able to speak. In other narrations, there are also hadithas that they will become so daring in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will say to Allah Rabbul Izzat that we do not accept the shahadat of the angels, and we ourselves will be the witnesses and we will give evidence. And it will be then when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will seal off the mouths, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and then their hands will begin to speak to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their legs will begin to bear witness. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, of whatever their deeds had been, and all will be spoken out. In one ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, that until they are brought to us, and then the ears and the eyes and even the skins will also bear witness and give evidence. In one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, although the mouth will be sealed, even the tongue itself will give evidence about the wrongs that it had done. So here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us that we ourselves, our bodies, all will become witnesses. And in one hadith, they will rebuke their own bodily parts, that it was because of you we did all this, and now you are giving evidence against us. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayat, a very, very severe ayat, one sahabi says that the first part and the first limb that will speak will be the right thigh that will begin to speak in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ, they had turned a blind eye to the commandments of Allah, to the haqq and the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. We turn away from all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we had desired, then we would have obliterated their eyes. We would have totally made them blind, because they had turned away and they had become blind from our ahkam and our laws. And if we had to do that, فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطِ, then they would have hastened on the path. فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ, then how would they have been able to see? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's one fadal and karam is that although we turned a blind eye to the commandments of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not remove our eyesight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make us blind. And then similarly, with all the other gunas we commit with our hands and with our tongues and our ears and everything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not remove those faculties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not extinguish all those great powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we also desired, we could have transformed them, we could have distorted them, عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, right there and there. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيَّا, they would have not been able to go forth, go forward. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and they would have not been able to return. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conclude, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began with the end of this world, the life of the qabr very briefly, the day of qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and this leaves to us a very, very important message, that whatever we do, we should remember and realize that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only watches us, but even our own limbs will give evidence against us on the day of qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.